Hello, I am the library lady, also known as the library talker. I'm library talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm the library lady on Podomatic. So it's been a while, but today I'm reviewing a series that's incomplete. It hasn't been finished yet, and that's part of my issue here. But here we go. The series is a series by an author named Annie Anderson, and the series name is Grave Talker. So Grave Talker 1, 2, 3, and people have run out of puns for dead. So all of her books are like Dead to Me, Dead and Gone, da-da-da-da. And so. Unfortunately, if you look up some of the titles for her, you're going to find other books like Charlene Harris's books or Dorinda Jones's books and that kind of stuff, because unfortunately, there are just a limited number of puns that you can do with the word dead in them. And yet she's working on it. She's trying real hard to get the Grave Talker to have all dead in the title, at least one dead in the title of each book. So, having seen this, it popped up on a feed once, and I was like, "Ooh, like that's in my wheelhouse. Let me try it. Let me try it out." Initially, I thought it was going to be really similar to the Alex Kraft series, which starts off with Grave Witched, and Grave Witch is good. The Kalina Price, but. She slowed down and then she got stuck and then there was some problems and so I fell out of love with that. But the Annie Anderson books I've now caught up with as well for this particular series, and I've got to say the same problem. There, here's leaning back into that stretching concept from an earlier podcast. These books don't end with a solid ending. If you get to the end and you're like, oh, resolution, woohoo, then you stop because there's like another 20 pages where it goes, and here's the next thing that's coming up. And it's like, no, just finish. That's one of the reasons I really like Patricia Briggs and the Mercy Thompson series, is because at the end of the book, they have solved it. It's over. There may be some lingering, after effects from it because, nothing ever ends perfectly, but they go to bed or they finish up and they leave for the night or whatever. And that they've had some time, even if it's just a few days, between the events of that book and the events of the next book. Whereas for Annie Anderson and the Grave Talker books, even the author has lost track, I think. The last book, I read book four that just came out, that last book at one point even had the character going, when was the last time and how long ago was it that I met them? Was it months ago? Was it days ago? I can't remember. As if, things have been too crazy. But I think part of it is also, I think the author got lost. Because her character always is exhausted, always needs to go to bed, but there's always something that comes up. I don't know that that person has had a good night's sleep in the four books, and they lead one directly into the other, So we've got this whole book in the beginning, and they solve the problem, and then there's that 20 pages at the end that lead you to know that the next book is going to start with this problem, and then we roll right into it with the next one. So how many days has the entire series taken? I have no idea. Because it has gotten so crazy. Now, I will say I like some of the characters in the books. I initially really liked Darby Adler, the main character. Bishop, her romantic interest is interesting as well. I like Jimmy. I like Jay. I like some of the stuff that's going on there. There's some really cool like vampire interactions and arcanes and witches. But the first book was really solid. And then it trickled. And this last book was kind of a mishmash because so much stuff has happened and she's changed so many things. And now this has happened and that is, we're unsure. Are these people alive? Are they dead? Is this person over here or there? It's gotten so crazy. And even reading them straight through, 1 through 4, it's gotten a little out of hand. I worry because we're not settling things. We're not ending things and saying, okay, now the story is done. And if we write another book, it will be a new event completely. This is one trickling into the other, which, granted, that's what life is, but you need your books to end, you need a solid this is it. This book has ended. It's over. Ta-da. And these aren't doing it. And it's very frustrating because I want to keep reading, but she's releasing them quickly. But the problem is that once you release things quickly, quality control goes out the window. I may hate the fact that I have to wait a year for a new Charlie Thompson novel or novella. I may hate that I have to wait a year for a new Patricia Briggs, Mercy Thompson, or Anna and Charles book. I may hate that, but those books are solid in quality. They've been thoroughly checked. They've been edited. They've been reviewed. They've had multiple people reading them to find inconsistencies. And yes, there are occasionally still some errors, but they're solid reads on their own. And while it's good to read the ones before you read the new one, you can read the new one without having read the one before recently. And you could probably get away with even just reading it, understanding that, you know, if you've never read any of the series, jumping in the middle, that you're going to be missing some things. If you understand that from the start, it may not be so bad. But with this Grave Witch series, you know, so basically Darby is a really special person. She can speak to the dead. And she even has her grandfather's ghost following her around everywhere, teaching her some things, not very well, trying to avoid some mistakes that he's made in the past with teaching other people. So sometimes he makes mistakes with Darby, but it's, you know, an interesting world where she can talk to the dead. You know, she's really good at her job as a detective because, of course, being able to talk to the dead, she can find out who the killer was, and she solves cases like nobody's business. But she also, as a detective, is really good at doing things by the book in the sense of, you know, making sure that cases can close, making sure that the DA can actually file charges and get that person in jail. She's really good at her job. You know, she's good at the forensics. She's good at making sure that people are respecting the crime scene so that all of her cases are closed. She's got the highest close rate around. And it's like we start off with she's a really great detective and she just happens to be able to talk to the ghost to be able to get some ideas. As the story progresses, the detective thing is starting to fly out the window and we lose all of that really great stuff that was going on there. And more magic people are around her where she was kind of the only person who was magic in her little community. And she could work with the witches that she knew and the vampires that she knew. And she had real special relationships with everybody. All of a sudden, everything goes to pot halfway through this first book. And now it's like everybody's a freaking magic worker somewhere around her. Everybody that she even thought was pure human is now something else. And so it evolves and it changes over the four books. So people that you knew were one thing in the beginning are now completely different in the end. And it's not the end. There's a fifth book coming in February. And, you know, again, they're coming out so fast and it's getting so crazy. I think the author might be losing track or might be trying to change things up or just, oh, well, this fit at the time, but now I need to kind of mush it. And it turns out, no, this guy really is this instead for later on. And that inconsistency is part of my problem. So while I love the character overall, and there's some great stuff going on with her and the other characters, there's some really great ideas, and you know, there's some really cool things. The overall is messy, and I just wish that they would take a break and go through, like she would go through back through all of her books, maybe keep a list somewhere if she isn't already, noting who is what and when and where, and maybe planning a little better for future books so that she's not kind of changing some of the rules. And also, you know, give a break between the books. Make it so that a book ends and you can go, it's ended. And then if there's a new book, you can go, oh, I love that character. I want to read the next book. Not, oh, it ended on this weird note, so now I have to go back and find out. So forcing people to go back into a series because you left it not necessarily on a cliffhanger, but on a kind of an odd note. That's not very nice. Again, this is why I really enjoy Patricia Briggs and the Mercy Thompson series. It's because every book ends. And if you can't get the next book in the series, it's okay. If you don't get the next book in the series, it's okay. And so you don't have... And you can start off the next book without having recently read the last one to remember what the heck happened so that you know where she is. And it would be good, I think, if Annie Anderson here would go back and read her books to find out maybe where Darby is in terms of just getting some sleep. You know, so when was the last time that she had a full night's sleep? I don't think she really has in these books. I just don't know that she's had a good night's sleep because she started off the very first pages of it's been a really long day, I'm exhausted, I'm going to bed, and then poof, something happens and now I have to get up and go. So we've already started off with her being exhausted, and then things just keep happening. So we need to work on that one, Miss Anderson. So again, I like the overall premise. I like some of the characters who are in the book. I am not a fan of the series overall, in terms of just consistency and in terms of being kind of forced to read the next one because there's that extra 20 pages. And, you know, it's like at some point I go, you know, I'm going to leave it at 90% read because that extra 10% is not doing me any good. It's just making sure that I have to move forward and with this series, and I don't necessarily want to. But I also am one of those people, like, I don't like unfinished things. So I need to finish it, dang it. So, yeah. Again, the series is the Grave Talker series by Annie Anderson. We have Dead to Me, Dead and Gone, Dead Calm, Dead Shift, and Dead Ahead, which is coming, in February. So who knows what the next Dead's going to be on that. Again, there's only so many Deads that you can do. She locked herself into something there. It's very frustrating because it has so much potential and it has so many good ideas. But looking at this, Dead to Me was published in 2020. Dead and Gone, Dead Calm, and Dead Shift were all published in 2021. And then the next one's in February, which means, you know, it's probably going to be like a February, May, June, and then September, October or something release based on this kind of timeline that she's got going on of every 3 months. That's too fast. Slow it down. Take your time. Figure out where you are. Finish a story. Start a new one. Don't finish a story with this thing ended and the consequences are this and now the next book's going to be all about that. And then we finish this one and the consequences are this, so the next one's going to be about all that. And that's what it is. It's like the consequences of your actions are the next book. And then the consequences of your actions for that are the next book. Whereas... it would be just a lot nicer if it was, it finished. We finished this one. This case is solved. This is done. I'm going to go back and live, sleep, rest, whatever. And then poof, next, you know, a week or two later, the new case starts. That's what I would prefer on these. But suburban, urban fantasy, paranormal stuff doesn't always work like that, and I've found a number of books that do this, so it's just a little frustrating. However, I will probably keep an eye out for it and see what happens. I'm the library talker, library lady. And before I forget, rating wise, I guess need to remember that. So in my rating system, I have one is avoid, police tape, stay away from, don't waste your life, get your money back for wasting your hours on this. 5 is, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You absolutely have to read it. It's freaking awesome. Two is three is four is we're at about a three for the overall series. The first one starts off more at a strong four, but the last one is down to a two. So I'm going to average it out to about a three for the four books I've read so far from this series. Again, it is now currently December 2021. The new book is coming out in February of 2022. I have no idea how that one's going to go. But right now, for the series, for the first four books in the series by Annie Anderson of the Grave Talker series, I'm giving it so it's a three. And so there we have it. Again, Library Talker, librarytalker.blogspot.com. And Library Lady, I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, which is what is hosting this podcast right now. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to see some comments. If you would love to comment to me, I would really, really appreciate it. Otherwise, if you do have anything you'd like to share, or if you have a book that you would like to recommend to me, that especially in this urban paranormal fantasy, I would love to have a new book in that series, in that genre, that with someone who's like really quality. I keep trying different people, and I'm not always necessarily happy with it. I do have a list of books on my TBR, but right now I'm doing a go back and read of Robin Peterman's Midlife Crisis series, because she had a couple of books come out that I hadn't read when they immediately came out. So I'm going back and rereading the whole thing so I can catch up. Again, similarly, it does kind of have that end. It ends with, and now here's your next problem type of thing. And so that's where I get a little frustrated, but Peterman's at least a little bit more consistent with, you know, people getting sleep and rest and that kind of stuff. So there we go. Thank you very much for listening in, and I hope you have a really, really great day. Thank you. Bye.